that we were considering this morning.
在这里我们就需要应用
早晨的所里那些经验的。
For those principles are the key to this book in a special way.
那原则对这一本的圣经尤其是一种的所有。
We begin by indicating one of those principles in another way.
我们开头的时候要再换一种方法来说出那些原则。
God's end is always implicit in all his beginnings.
神的那个目的就是终结总是包括在神那个开始的里面。
Thus we have Genesis in the book of the Revelation.
所以我们在启示录里头就有创世纪包括在里面。
And the book of the Revelation in Genesis.
同时创世纪里面也包括着启示录。
Do try to remember this as we proceed with these studies.
当我们在这里往前研究的时候请大家记牢这一点。
Let me repeat that.
我愿意再重复一遍。
God's end is always present in his beginning.
神的那个终结总是就包括在他的开始里面。
Perhaps you would like an illustration of that.
也许你们盼望对这事能有一个例证。
We will have it in the 15th chapter of the book of Exodus.
在出埃及十五章里头我们能找到一个例证。
Chapter 15,
十五章
Verse 13,
十三节
Thou in thy loving kindness hast led the people that thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength to thy holy habitation.
你凭慈爱领了你所属的百姓你凭能力引他们到了你的圣所
Thou wilt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance. The place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in, the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established.
十七节，你要将他们领进去，在于你产业的山上，耶和华。就是你为自己所造的住处，主啊，就是你手所建立的圣所。
Now, do you recognize what that has said?
你有没有看出来这里所说的是什么？
Israel has only just got out of Egypt.
以色列人就是刚刚出了埃及。
They are just over the Red Sea.
他们刚才过了红海。
This is the song of Moses and all Israel as they have escaped from Egypt and Pharaoh.
这是以色列人刚刚从法老手下逃避出来，摩西和他们共同是唱的这上一个。
They have only just begun their journey.
他们刚刚是开始他们旷野的路程。
But here it says, Thou hast guided them in thy strength to thy holy habitation.
但是这里说，你凭能力引他们到了你的圣所。
The place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in.
主啊，就是你为自己所造的住处。
The sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established.
主啊，就是你手所建立的圣所。
That takes us right on to the end of their history.
这是叫我们直接地看见他们以色列人那个历史的总结。
Hundreds of years would have to pass before the temple was built.
在这个圣殿就是神的居所要被建造之前还有几百年的过程。
Before Jerusalem, the holy mountain was secured.
那时候耶路撒冷那个圣山还没有得到。
they had got to go a long way for a long time before they came there.
他们还需要走很长的路，经过很长的时间，他们才能够得到了耶路撒冷，那是圣山。
But here, right at the beginning, it is spoken of as though it were already accomplished.
但是在他们这个路程最开始的时候，这里所说的就好像是那些路程已经终结了。
Now I'm going to pause for a moment.
我现在愿意停一下。
I don't know whether you're going to be able to do two things.
我不知道你们能不能够做两件事。
It is not very helpful to me to be speaking to the tops of everybody's heads.
我不是说到大家的头上去，觉得能够有什么帮助。
I would sooner look into your faces as I'm speaking.
我在这里说的时候，我总是要看你们的面孔。
Whether you'll be able to do your writing and look at me at the same time, I don't know.
你们或者有的时候一面看我，一面有记录。
Well, you see, from this instance, what I mean by God's end always being right there at the beginning.
我要带着他看见神在终结的时候，总是在他开头就包括在里面。
Heavenly things always govern all the earthly things.
属天的事总是支配着属地的事。
Invisible things govern all the visible things.
看不见的事总是支配着看得见的。
Spiritual things govern all the temporal things.
属灵的事也总是支配着暂时的事。
Universal things govern all the local things.
宇宙性的事总是支配着地方性的事。
That is something you must always remember when you're reading the Bible.
当我们读经的时候，我们总要把这些记牢才可以。
And that is something which must be kept in mind as we approach this book of Ezekiel.
当我们来看这一本以斯帖书的时候，尤其要把这些都记牢。
Human history is not just human history; it is God's history.
人类的历史不仅是人类历史，而是神的历史。
This book of Ezekiel seems to have a lot of earthly history in it.
这一本以斯帖书好像是说到好多地上的历史。
But the truth is that it is all governed by a divine end and purpose.
但是实际说来，这些故事都是受着属天的一个神圣的目的和旨意支配着。
Now the big question which we meet right at the beginning of this book,
在这一本是最开头的时候，我们需要记牢一点
，is does this book have a message for the church in this dispensation?
这就是说，这本书有没有一个信息是为着这一个时代的教会？
Does it just relate to a period in the past history of the people of Israel?
它是仅仅说到在以往以色列人的一段历史吗？
Does it relate to the future dispensation in the matter of prophecy?
或者它是仅仅说到将来预言的一段故事？
Or is its main message for the church in this dispensation?
或者它里面主要的信息乃是为着这个时代的教会。
We shall be compelled to face those questions as we move into this book.
当我们来看这本书的时候，我们就没有办法不来应付这些问题。
Especially in those parts of the book which we are going to particularly consider.
说特别是在我们特别要看的那些段落里面要注意这些事。
The answer is found not in the earthly but in the heavenly.
这个解答不是在属地的事上，乃是在属天里面。
Not in the temporal but in the spiritual.
不是在暂时的世上，而是在树林里面。
So we come to the setting and reason for this book.
所以我们就要来看他怎样说法，并且他所说的理由。
We must recognize when the book was written and why.
我们必须知道这本书是什么时候写的，并且是为什么写的。
What is in this book happened at a time when a whole system had broken down and failed.
这本书里面所写的事，乃是发生在整个就业的制度都破坏了、失败了的时候。
The reason for that breakdown and that failure was because that system became something in itself.
那个就业的制度所以破坏、失败的原因，乃是因为那个制度仅仅不过是成为一种制度而已。
It lost its spiritual and its eternal meaning.
它失去了那个属灵的、那个永远的意义。
We must recognize that this is something that constantly recurs in the history of the things of God.
我们必须记得，这是在神的事上一直发生有的一个冲突。
It happened in Israel，
在以色列中就是这样发生过。
It has happened in Christianity generally，
而在基督教里头一般说来也是这样发生过。
It has happened in many movements and pieces of work of God。
在许多神的这个工作里和一般的举动中也是这样发生过。
It began with a great testimony.
这就是说开头的时候有相当大的一个见证。
Just as Israel began.
正如以色列人在开头所说有的一样。
It was a wonderful testimony to the Lord with which Israel's history began.
以色列人历史开始的时候，他们对主实在是有一个伟大的见证。
But then that whole thing broke down.
但是以后这整个的事情就破坏了。
It completely failed.
完全失败了。
Because it lost its spiritual meaning and became something in itself.
因为它失去了它属灵的价值，而不过留下它本身一点东西而已。
The same.Is true of Christianity.
在基督教的身上也是如此。
It had a wonderful beginning.
在开始的时候相当的美好。
But speaking generally, Christianity has broken down and failed.
但一般说来，基督教已经破坏而失败了。
Because it has become an earthly system, something in itself.And has lost its heavenly meaning.
因为它变作了一个属世界、属地的制度，不过是它自己的本身，而没有属灵的意义。
Now we return to this book of Ezekiel.
我们现在来翻到以斯帖书
，and we find God moving away from Jerusalem.
我们就看见神从耶路撒冷那里离开了。
And God is found outside and not inside.
神就不在耶路撒冷里面，而是在耶路撒冷外面。
And the thing in which God once was has now become an empty shell.
从前神所在其中的那个东西，现在成为一个空的壳子了。
That which was once vital and effective.
就是从前曾有一次是满了生命而有果效的
and was greatly used of the Lord
并且也为主所大用的
has become a merely formal and empty thing with God on the outside
现在却成了一个形式空壳子的东西而神不在其中
that is the setting and the occasion of this book
这就是这本书写出来的时候是有的那个光景。
Now let us look at the prophet himself.
那我们现在要把这本书的本身来看一下。
You know that Ezekiel did not begin by being a prophet.
我们说，把这个以斯帖升先知先看一下。我们大家知道，以斯帖开始不是一个先知。
Ezekiel was a trained priest and not a prophet.
以斯帖乃是一个受过教导的祭司，而不是一个先知。
You notice verse 3 tells us that.
第一章三节是告诉我们这事。
And then at the beginning, it refers to the 30th year.
在开头的时候，他说到那个第三十年。
Now it came to pass in the 30th year.
他说，当三十年的时候。
The 30th year was most probably the 30th birthday of Ezekiel.
大概是指的以斯帖第三个生日的年说的。
It was at the age of 30 that the priests finished their training and entered upon their ministry.
即使乃是受训练到了三十岁满的时候而开始他们的职分。
You remember that it was when the Lord Jesus was 30 years of age that he entered upon his ministry.
我们还记得主耶稣也是到了三十岁的时候才出来侍奉神。
His preparation was finished and his ministry began.
三十年完了，他预备的工作成功了，而他的工作开始了。
So at the age of 30, Ezekiel ought to have commenced his priestly ministry.
所以到了三十年满了之后，以斯帖应该开始他祭司的职分。
But instead of fulfilling his ministry as a priest, he was called to be a prophet.
但是没有尽他祭司的职分，他就蒙召来做了一个先知。
His whole life and training and vocation were changed.
他整个的生命，他的受的训练，以及他的使命，都完全更换了。
A prophet is one who represents the full mind of God when that mind has been lost.
一个信之乃是代表神整个的观念，等那个观念被人失去的时候。
It is impressive to note.That Ezekiel had to take up something altogether different from that for which he was trained.
我们需要注意，以斯帖现在需要负一个责任，完全和他受训所有的东西不同的。
The situation which existed required that.
那个时候的局面需要有这一种光景。
We shall come back on that again later.
等一下，我们还要回头来说这件事。
Now, when God moves in relation to His full mind, which has been lost amongst His people,
当神为着要来完成他的百姓是失去的他那个观念的时候
，there are always things essential in the instrument of His movement.Because if this is going to be done, it is only God who can do it.
因为如果这件事要成功的话，那只有神来完成才可以。
You know, the course of men is quite different from that.
我们大家知道，人的生活方式和这个完全是不同。
The way of men is to take men and train them and make them able to do the work.
人的方式方法就是把人选出来教训练他们使他们能去做那件事
so that when they come out of the college or the Bible Institute they feel that they are equipped for the work
所以当他们从学校的毕业或从神学的毕业了他们就觉得他们有资格来做神的工作
and now of course they can do it they have been trained for it
自然照着他们受的训练来说他们现在能做一点了
I'm going to tell you something that you need not put down in your notebook
我现在要说一点的事给你们听，你们不需要记录下来。
By way of illustrating what I have just said，
我就是要在这里形容我说的是什么。
This is a very important point，
这是很重要的一个点。
I know of a certain great Bible institution，
我知道一个很大的圣经学院。
In the city where that Bible institute is， they had every year a great carnival。
在那个大的圣经学院所在的地方，每一年都有个游戏场。
And everybody in the city is supposed to have some representation in the carnival。
在那个里头，在那个城里头，总有人来代表。
So they hire great cars。
他们就雇了那些大的车
，and they build on the car some representation of their business。
在那个车上头，他们就弄一些东西能来做广告。
It is all done very wonderfully。
那些做的都是很美妙的。
And so the Bible Institute joined in。
那个时候，那个圣经学院也联络在里边了。
And it set up on the car a representation of the institution。
在那个车上也弄一点东西来宣传那个圣经学院的事。
Here was the Bible College，
在这里有一个圣经学院。
Going in at one end，
一直往哪去，到了一个终点。
Were all kinds of men，
那里为着各种人来看。
There was the farmer with his farm instruments，
那有这个农夫，上面有他的农具。
There was the engineer with his tools，
也有工程师和他们的工程工具。
There were all the kinds of trades that you could think of，
那里有很多很多的事业。
They were all marching into the Bible Institute，
他们都在那里走向这个圣经学院了。
But then they're coming out at the other end，
然后他们又从那头出来了。
But you cannot recognize them now，
你不能认出他们来。
They've left their old clothes behind，
因为他们把他们衣服都脱下来了。
They have left their tools behind，
他们也把他们的工具放下了。
And they've all got their collars on round the back way，
然后他们都把他们的领子吊过来了。
They've all got black clothes and a black hat，
那他们也都穿了黑袍，戴了黑帽了。
They are now all pastors，
他们现在都变成牧师了。
They've been through the machine，
他们是经过机器制造起来出来的。
That is not what God does，
这不是神所要做的事。
That is a purely mechanical way of making servants of God，
这完全是人工为着神制造出仆人来。
Of course all those men now are qualified for the work，
自然那些人就这工作来说都觉得有资格了。
Ezekiel was not qualified for his work，
但是以斯帖就他的工作来说是不够资格的。
He was qualified to be a priest and he was called to be a prophet，
他有资格来做一个祭司，而他蒙召是做一个先知。
And what we find is that all through his life he never found it easy，
我们从圣经里能看出来，他整个一生一切的事就他来说都是不容易。
You see how difficult Ezekiel found his work，
你能看出来以斯帖在他的工作上何等的感觉艰苦。
He realized that it was only by the help of God that he could fulfill his ministry，
他深深知道只有借着神的帮助他才能尽他的职事。
We all have to begin there if we are really going to minister in heavenly things，
如果我们真的要尽职在属天的事上，我们就必须知道这一件事。
There has to be this tremendous change，
必须在我们身上有一个大的改变。
Where we come to realize that we cannot do this work of ourselves， only the Lord can do it。
在这个改变里头，我们能够深深的领会，我们没有办法来做这个工作，只有主自己能做。
There was this great sense of disappointment with things as they were.
在这里，我们就深深地觉得，就这些事来说，我们是失望的，没有办法的。
The overpowering sense that things were wrong.
也许有人会想，这个事情在这里错误了。
And this state of things had to be made the business of Ezekiel's life.
并且这种的光景是需要一世界一生才可以。
You will have to begin there if you're really going to be used of God.
如果真的你们要给神来用的话，你们必须从这里开始才可以。
You will have to be overwhelmed with the sense that things are all wrong in this world.
你们必须有一个感觉，好像倒塌下来，觉得说整个世界的事都错误了。
That things are not as they ought to be.
一切的事。所有的光景都不是他们该有的光景。
You have no ability to put them right.
你们没有办法能把这事情改正过来。
But you sense that God has called you to this.
但是你们却觉得神呼召你们，需要你们来做这件事。
And that your ability to do anything must come from God Himself.
并且你们若是能做这件事，你们就深深地觉得必须是神的能力才可以。
That is where we begin with Ezekiel.
这就是我们在以斯帖身上开头所看见的事。
And of course, we take the spiritual principles as we go along.
那自然，当我们往前去的时候，我们一直要用这个属灵的原则。
I think I need not go back over that ground.
我想，我不必再回头说这一点了。
There is a breakdown in things.
在一切事上都有了一个破坏。
They are not as God intended them to be.
在一切的光景都不是神要有的光景。
God calls men and women in relation to this situation.
为着这种的局面，神就呼召出一般的男女来。
And their call changes the whole course of their life.
他们梦到了，就要把他们整个的生活更改了。
And in the call is the consciousness that they have no ability in themselves to meet the situation.
在这一个梦兆里头，他们深深的感觉，他们没有那个能力来应付这个局面。
But God who has called them will be their sufficiency.
但是那呼召他们的神却能使他们担当。
I have read the first three chapters of this book into what I have just said.
我把刚才这个头三章的一时节已经说到我刚才说的里面了。
Just take one little fragment.
你现在就是看一点。
It was the commission of Ezekiel.
这就是一时节是受的托付。
Son of man, I send thee not to a people of a strange language.
人子啊，我不是差遣你到外邦方言的人中间。
Whose language you do not understand?
他们说的话是你不晓得的。
If I sent you to them, they would listen.
若是我差遣你到他们中间，他们要听你的话。
But I send you to the house of Israel.
但我是差遣你到以色列家去。
They will not hear you.
他们必定不要听你的话。
That's a difficult commission.
这是很艰苦的一个使命。
And only the Lord could carry a man through that.
只有主能带一个人经过这个。
But then notice what the Lord says as to divine equipment.
还要注意主如何说到那个神圣的装备是来装备一个人。
I have made thy face hard against their faces.
我是你的面孔比他们的面孔还要坚硬。
And thy forehead hard against their forehead.
我是你的额比他们的额还要坚硬。
In other words, the Lord is going to be the strength of this difficult work.
换一句话来说，主自己来做了这个艰苦工作的能力。
Then we notice another thing.
我们还要注意另外一件事。
With this sense of disappointment. 有 indoor 有这样一种一切都失败了失望的感觉。
This whole change in the course of life,
这个整个生活的改变里面。
This having to take away for which there was no natural equipment,
在这里一切天然的资格都没有用。
There goes this second great factor,
这就有第二个大的因素。
Ezekiel saw the Lord.
以斯帖看见了主。
He was given a vision of the Lord.
他得着了一个异象，是看见了主。
A vision of what the Lord wanted.
就是在异象中看见主所要的东西。
Now it is very important that these two things that I have mentioned always go together.
我们要注意刚才我说的两件事一直是并行的。
If we have disappointment and dissatisfaction without vision, that is negative.
若是我们只有对地面的失望感觉它的失望而没有看见一线这不过是消极的。
There are plenty of people who are dissatisfied with things as they are.
有好多人对他们现实的局面都是感觉不满意。
They are the people who can always see what is wrong.
总有一些人是一直能看出来什么事情发生错误了。
They can point their finger at the weaknesses and the faults.
他们能够指出来那些不满意那些错误的地方。
They are experts in criticizing everything.
他们是批评专家。
That is negative.
这不过是消极的一面。
It does not get us anywhere.
这个不能叫我们成功什么。
With dissatisfaction, there must go vision.
有这样的失望的认识必须有意向才可以
But vision must rest upon travail
但是这个意向完全必须是根据劳受苦而来
Vision without travail and suffering of heart is mere mysticism
若是一个意向没有经过受苦心中没有经过艰苦那种意向不过就是幻想的奥秘就是
These two things must go together
这两件事必须是并行
If you or I feel dissatisfied
若是你和我感觉现实的局面并不满意
Feel that things are all wrong
你觉得什么事都是错误了
We ought to be in possession of the knowledge of what the Lord really does want
我们就必须能得到主所要的那种知识。
We ought to have a positive vision of the purpose of God.
我们对神的旨意必须有一个积极的意向。
Now I want to stop here and say a word to the preachers.
我愿意在这里停下来对所有做工的人说几句话。
Let us read these first verses.
让我们读这一章头几节。
Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, that I was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God.
当三十年四月初五日，我以斯帖在加伯鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得见神的异象。
In the 5th day of the month,which was the 5th year of King Jehoiakim's captivity.
正是约押金王被掳去第五年四月初五日。
The word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans.
在加勒底人之地加伯鲁河边耶和华的话特特临到布西的儿子祭司以斯帖。
And the hand of the Lord was there upon me.
耶和华的手降在我身上。
I say I want to say a word at this point to the preachers.
我说了，在这时候，我是要对讲道的人、做工的人说几句话。 you notice that what Ezekiel was about to do had a special date for its beginning.
我们在这里看见以斯帖在特别的日子有一点的事要做。
It is very impressive how particular Ezekiel is about dates in his prophecy.
在以斯帖他的书里头特别的提到日子。
If you read through these past prophecies, you will see he is very particular about dates.
你若是把他全书读过，你就能看出来他特别的注意这个日期。
That gives us our first point for preaching.
这就是给我们点主啊，对传道人的意思。
A preacher, according to God's mind, must have a message for the time.
一个传道人必须为着他的信息。
It will not do for us to be giving out things just in a general way. Our Bible teaching must not be just of a general character. What God needs more than anything is men who have a message for the present hour.
神比任何事更需要的一件事就传信息的人必须为着某个时候从神那里得到信息。
When we have finished our life and our ministry,
当我们的一生和我们的职事都完成之后,
it ought to be possible for it to be said of us, that man had a message for his time.
临时人呢，指着我们说，这个人，在他的一生的里头有了一个信息。He
was not just one in the general mass of teachers or preachers.
他不是在那么一般的讲道人或者教圣的人中间一种普通的光景的。But
he had God's word for that hour.
但是他是为着他那个时候从神那里得到的话语。His
ministry related to a special time in the purpose of God.
他的信息乃是和神的旨意某一个时候发生绝对的关系。Now
you preachers ask the Lord to make that true of you.
你们一切传道人、为神、参话人，都需要求主把这一点赐给你们。That
it can be recognized that your ministry relates to the present time.
就是你们能说，你们的信息乃是和你们这个时候是有关系的。What
God wants to do now.
也就是说，说到神现在所要做的事。
That is a very important factor in ministry.
这个在我们的知识里头是很重要的一个因素。What
does God need at this time?
就是说到神在这一个时候需要什么。We
must pray that we shall be the Lord's instruments for the present time.
我们必须求主使我们能成为主在这个时候是用的一个工具。
But there shall be a very clearly defined time factor in our ministry.
这就是说，在我们的知识里头必须有个确定的时间的因素。So
the date is a very important thing in ministry.
所以在我们的知识里头，这个日期是一件重要的事。When
God really raises up men, He raises them up for a time.
当神真的兴起一个人来的话，神兴起他们，兴起他来是为着那个时代。And
then next note, Ezekiel was raised up in relation to the special situation at that time.
还要注意一点，就是神兴起以色列来，乃是为着应付他所在的那个时候的局面，特别局面。What
we have just read shows that Ezekiel was right there in the situation.
我们刚才是读的给我们看见以色列就在那个时候的居民当中。
I was among the captives by the river Kibar.
我在加伯鲁河边被掳的人中。
Ezekiel was not preaching to a situation that was distant from himself.
以色列不是向着一个居民来传学神的话，而他自己不在那个局面里面。
He was not preaching to a situation that he imagined to exist.
他不是对着他所幻想的一个局面来谈什么话。
He was not preaching to a situation that had been reported to him to exist.
他也不是对着他的亲闻的一个局面来谈讲神的话。
He was right in that situation.
他乃是就在那个局面里头。
He was in the closest personal touch with the need.
他是和那个实际的需要有一个个人直接的接触。
The need was his need.
那个需要也就是他个人的需要。
He was put right into the heart of the situation.
他就在那个局面的中心里面。
And his ministry came out of that.
而他的知识就是从这一个局面里面出来的。
He said, I sat where they sat.
我就是在他们所在的地方，他这样说。
And that takes ministry out of the realm of the merely theoretical and puts it into the very practical.
这就是叫我们的知识能脱离了一种仅仅理论的境地而打入那个实际的境地。
You will notice that this was true of all the prophets.
我们要注意，这个在以斯帖身上一直是这样。
They did not speak to the Lord about the Lord's people as they.
先知不是称呼神的子民说是他们。
They are in this situation.
他们是在这种局面之下。
They have done these things.
他们是做了这些事。
They have these needs.
他们有这些需要。
The prophets always spoke to God, we are in distress.
先知常常说我们就在这个光景中。
Read the prayer of Nehemiah.
我们把尼希米的祷告读一些看。
Read the prayer of Daniel.
再读读但以利的祷告看。
They were a part of the situation.
他们都是那个局面里的一部分。
And you and I, to be effective ministers, must be there.
你我如果要做有果效的传信息的人，必须是这种光景。
Then the third thing,
还有第三点，
this ministry has to be very personal.
这一个知识必须是非常个人的才可以。
Do you notice what it says in verse 3?
要注意第三节这样说法。
The word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest.
耶和华的话特特领导祭司以斯帖。
That means two things.
这个话有两件事的意思。
It means that Ezekiel did not get his ministry out of books.
这就是说以斯帖不从书本里得到他的信息。
He did not fulfill a second-hand ministry.
他不是在这里进那个二手的知识。
His ministry was not the result of study.
他的知识，他的信息不是研究书本而来的。
This came to him personally.
这乃是他亲身从主得到的。
These visions of God were his own.
这是主的意象啊，那也是他自己得到的。
His message was original and not second hand.
他的那些信息都是头手的，而不是二手的。
It must be like that.
知识必须是这样才可以。
Our ministry must be like that.
我们的知识必须是这样。
It must be the result of something that God has said to us personally.
必须是主亲自对我们说的话而产生的一个结果。
And then the last thing,
还有一点，幕后的一点。
The word of the Lord came expressly.
是耶和华的话特特的领导。
That meant that there was an urgency about it. 这就是说在这里有个紧急的需要。 You know the meaning of that word. 你们大家都知道这个字的意义。 You speak about an express train.
你们也就是说到有个特别快车。
Well, what do you mean by an express train?
你们说特别快车什么意思？
One that must get there quickly, it's very urgent.
那就是说一个人必须快快的紧急的达到一个地方。
You remember the word of the apostle, the Spirit speaketh expressly.
你还记得使徒曾这样说，圣灵特特地这样说话。
There is urgency about this.
在这里有紧急的意思在里面。
The word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel.
耶和华的话特特地紧急的临到以斯帖。
There's something very urgent about this.
在这里有紧急的事故。
You have got to get there as soon as you can.
你必须尽早地能完成这件事。
There is very serious business on hand.
有很严重的事该做。
All your energies must be concentrated upon this object.
你所有的力量都集中在这个目的上才可以。
That's how it has got to be with us.
这个在我们身上也就是应该这样。
There has got to be a tremendous urgency about our preaching.
我们在我们的传信息的事上应该是紧急的。
There are very great issues at stake.
在这一种的事有很大的结果。
I would say to you preachers one thing.
我愿意对你们传信息的人说的一件事。
Before you deliver your message.
在你们要传你们的信息之前，
Stop and say one thing to yourself.
要先停下来对自己说一件事。
I am now going to influence lives perhaps for all time and all eternity.
我现在需要去感动一半的生命，也许是为着
what God's mind is for his people.
我们慢慢的就会面对面的看见神在他的百姓身上到底有什么观念。
We shall meet the great river.
我们会看见那条大的河。
We shall see the great house.
我们也会看见那个大的圣殿。
We shall come to the wonderful city.
我们会看见那个美妙的城。
And then at the end we shall come to Jehovah Shammah.
在最后末了的时候我们会看见耶和华撒玛，就是耶和华所在的。
The Lord is there.
就是耶和华是在哪里的。
But you cannot come to understand all that until you see the kind of man that God needs for it.
你若不是先看见了神所需要的这个人，你就不会看见这些光景。
It is a kind of man that will bring that interview.
乃是这一种的人才能把那些事带进来。
The things that I have just said,are the things which make up the kind of man needed.
我刚才所说的这些事就是一些能够产生神所需要的人的事。
I would like you to go back over them again.
我需要你们再回头把这些事看一下。
Remember that this is a man whose whole life has been revolutionized by the purpose of God.
要记得这个人他的整个生活都被神的目的改革了。
God's need has changed the whole course of his life.
神的需要把他整个的生活改变了。
God's need has disappointed him so far as his natural life is concerned.
就着他那个亲人的生活来说，神的这个需要使他相当的失望。
Something of the disappointment and dissatisfaction of the heart of God has entered into this man's life.
在神的心中所有的那个失望，那个不满意，现在有一点进到这个人的心中来了。
Now do try to lay hold of that this morning.
盼望你们尽力把这一点抓住了，今天早晨。
Because it was on that very thing that God moved all the way through history.
因为就是在这一点上，现在整个的历史中是一直往前去的。
I suppose Abraham was for most of his life very satisfied with Ur of the Chaldees.
我也是以为亚伯拉罕对加勒底那里相当有一点的满意。
He had all that he wanted there.
他在加勒比那里已经得到了他是要得到的。
But then there began to come into his heart a great dissatisfaction with that life.
但是就有一个相当不满意进到他的心中，对他那个时候的生活。
And his heart was reaching out for something that he did not know.
他的那个心中那个时候是摸着一点他不晓得的事。
All he could say was,This is not what I was made for.
他在那里能说，我现在一切的光景都不是神造我要有的东西。
I'm sure that there is something more in life than this.
我确实知道，在我一生里头有更重要的目的。
There must be some greater purpose and meaning than this.
必定有更重要的目的和意义在我的一生里面。
This does not satisfy me.
这些现在的光景不能满足。
It was on that ground that God moved in his life.
就是在这个立场上，神在亚伯拉罕的一生一直往前去。
It was God working into Abraham his own dissatisfaction.
那乃是神把他自己那个不满意做到亚伯拉罕的里面。
And when that dissatisfaction was there, God could give the positive side.Of what really was his purpose.
当亚伯拉罕里头有了这个不满意的时候，神就能给他知道神所要的是什么，在积极方面。
And that was true of all the great servants of God.
这个在神一切所用的伟大的人身上都是这样。
I believe it was true of Moses.
我信在摩西身上就是这样。
Quite sure that it was true of Ezekiel.
在以西结身上也确实是这样。
It was true of Paul.
在保罗身上也是这样。
I believe that we can detect, even in Saul of Tarsus, something of dissatisfaction.
我相信我们可以说，就是大数的扫罗身上，当日也有相当不满意的光景。
God prepares his way like that.
神就是这样为他自己预备了一点道路。
We must have this in us before God can do anything else.
在神在我们身上要做什么事之前，我们必须先有一点这样的不满意。
In order to bring His great positive purpose in, He must write the negative in our heart.
为着是要带进他那个积极的目的，他必须先把一点消极的不满意做到我们里面了。
This is the way of service.
这就是我们的侍奉的路。
On the one side, it is disappointment.
在这一年，就是不满意、失望的光景。
On the other side, it is God's appointment.
在另一面，就是神所要做的事。
And then the consciousness of having no natural ability.
就在这时候，我们能觉得天然的能力没有用。
And all the ability having to come from God Himself.
一切的能力都该是从神那里来的。
A work that no man could do.
这一个工作是人没有一个人能做的。
And certainly no, a work that no man would take on himself.
并且实在说来，这个工作也没有人肯来担负。
That was Ezekiel.
这就是以斯帖的光景。
But God had taken hold of this man.
但是神却抓住了这一个人。
Everything that happened to him was because the hand of the Lord was upon him.
一切发生在他身上的都是因为主的手领导了他。
Oh, this morning I am going to finish there.
为着今天早晨我就要停在这里。
It's a matter of the hand of the Lord being on us.
这是说到主的手临到我们身上的一件事。
If the hand of the Lord is upon us, then we cannot help ourselves.
若是主的手临到我们身上，我们就没有办法。
The work may be difficult.
那个工作也许是艰苦的。
The disappointment may be great.
那个失望叫人不满意的光景相当伟大的。
The demands may be beyond our ability.
也许那个需要是我们不能应付的。
But we just cannot help it. We've got to go on.
但是我们没有办法，只好向前。
You remember what Jeremiah, another prophet, said about this?
你还记得另一个先知耶利米对这事怎样说？
Because the people would not listen.
因为神以色列百姓不肯听我话。
And because his ministry meant so much suffering,
因为他是为着他的信息受了那么多的苦衷。
Jeremiah says that he decided never to speak again.
耶利米就告诉我们说，他就定为不再说话了。
He was going to give up preaching.
他就要放弃了为神说话的事。
He was going to give up the work of God.
他也就放弃了为神做工的事。
But then he said, while I kept silent,
他然后又说，当我静默的时候
，the fire burned.
那个火在我里面烧了。
The word of the Lord was as a fire in my bones.
耶和华的话就像火在我的骨头中一样。
And then I broke all my resolutions. I began to speak again.
那我就没有办法，只好破坏我的定规，我再开始说话。
I just could not do otherwise.
我没有办法另外的做法。
That is what Ezekiel meant by the hand of the Lord was upon me.
这就是以西结说耶和华的手在我身上的意思。
You see what that meant afterwards.
您能看见这个话以后是指的怎么说的？
How that hand of the Lord moved Ezekiel everywhere.
就是主的手一直在各地推动以西结。
He was a man under the hand of the Lord.
他乃是一个在主的手之下的人。
Do pray that you may be like that.
要祷告求主是你也是这样。
That it will not be your choice one way or the other.
是你的工作，不是你自己变成这样或变成那样。
But that your life will just be because the hand of the Lord is upon you.
是你的生活能这样，乃是因着主的手在你身上。
The Lord needs men and women like that.
主今天就需要这样的男女。
Pray that you may be like that.
要为这件事求主使你能这样。
You are not in the thing because you like it.
不是说你喜欢那件事，所以你就去做那件事。
Because you chose it.
因为你拣选那个，所以你就做那个。
Because you have any qualification for it.
因为你觉得有资格，所以你就做那个。
You are in it because the hand of the Lord is upon you.
应该是说，因着主的手在你身上，所以才做那事。
And to take yourself out of this work would be to take yourself out of the hand of the Lord.
若是要你脱离这个工作，那就等于说要你脱离主的手。
Now, if it is like that,
如果是这样的话。
Something's going to happen.
那就必定有事情发生。
You'll have a message for the time.
你就能够得到一个时代的信息。
You will have a message for the situation.
你就能够得到这个局面是需要的信息。
You will feel the urgency of this message.
你就能够感觉这个信息的紧急需要。
The word will be like a fire in your bones.
主的话在你的骨头中像火焚烧一样。
The Lord make us all messengers like this.
愿意主使我们每一个为主传信息的人都是这样。
Now you can see what I meant at the beginning.
你可以看见我在开头的时候这个意思是什么意思。
It's spiritual value that matters.
这就是说出那个属灵的价值。
It is not the intellectual knowledge.
这不是一个头脑的知识。
But that we are men and women like this.
但是这里应该有男人有女人是像这样。
That is spiritual effectiveness.
这就是说有属灵的一个功效。
To ask the Lord to make you like that.
要求主是你能这样。
That everybody is able to recognize that you have a heart that is burdened by the Lord.
就是众人都能承认说你的心是有一个主所放进的负担。
On the one side, you have seen what is wrong.
在这一面你能看见什么是错误了。
On the other side, you have seen what God wants.
你在另一面能看见神所要的是什么。
And that you feel that he has laid his hand on you in relation to that.
你就能觉得关于那件事主的手是放在你的身上。
The Lord make that true of all of us.
但愿主在我们身上使这些都成为实际。